I am delighted now to welcome Barbara Mayfield. She has written and illustrated a book called The Magical Mrs. Iptweet and Me, a story of life, quirkiness, and a parade. And she will be at the New Mexico Women Authors Book Festival and doing a presentation on Saturday at 11:45 in the morning in the Children's Pavilion.
In the Children's Pavilion. Yes. Hi, Mary Charlotte.
Hi. It's wonderful to have you.
Thank you.
Now, Mrs. Iptweet is a character that you've been developing for some time.
Yes, a very long time. This book has been in process for a long time because, you know, I did not start out as a writer or an author. I had no intention. The only evidence looking backwards that may have indicated I could write something was that I have read since the moment the sisters and Mrs. Pinto, my second grade teacher, taught me how to read. It's just been a continuing line, and I'm a good speller. And I won spelling bees in grade school.
At this point in history, Ms. Mayfield, good spelling is no longer a prerequisite for being a good author. I just want to say that.
I don't agree. Spell check is not the answer to everything.
Spell check plus copy editors? Well, in any case, who is the magical Mrs. Iptweet, and how did she bubble up in your life?
That is exactly the phrase, the bubble up thing. Long story short, and this is what I'm going to talk about during my presentation, is the roundabout route that brought this book into the world. But Mrs. Iptweet was from several different things. Let's see. She came in a dream and spelled her name. And at that time, in the late 90s, I was blessed and part of an improvisational storytelling group that twice a month would get together and we'd bring prompts and simply take 2 minutes to make a story about the prompt and then get back together and tell the story again. And it's a magical process and amazing things would happen. And after the name came spelled, this little story started bubbling through in the voice of this child, the girl. And some of them were so lovely that I did the unthinkable. In the storytelling group, I would go out to my car after the meeting and write them down. Mm-hmm. And I didn't tell anybody. And later, I showed them to a writer friend, and she said, "Barbara, this is a book." And then I took classes, because at the time, I was only writing things for the stage.
So you are, what would you call it, performance artist or stand-up comedian? Or
I like to think of me as a comedy theater one-woman comedic performance troupe.
I am a troupe.
Yeah. And now this author thing. The other thing is that Mrs. Iptweet is a combination. I think of her as Iptweetness. It's really more of a concept and a way of living. And once a young man in the school asked me if I was Mrs. Iptweet, and although I do have a few of her outfits, and some of her qualities, I really learned about Iptweetness from some of the elderly ladies who lived on my street back east when I was raising my boys. Mrs. Van Roken and Mrs. Monroe and Mrs. Messick, who were lively elderly ladies who knew what life is about. Man, oh man, and I am so grateful to know them.
Would you like to read a little passage from The Magical Mrs. Iptweet and Me?
I will do that, and we're going to do something radical and just read three paragraphs from the beginning of chapter 11, which I've never read before out loud, and here it's called The Magic and Power of Names. Inside the studio was cool and dark. I smelled the smell of paint and turpentine. Mrs. Iptweet's newest painting sat on a bench leaning against the wall. Her rocking chair with the swirls, hearts, and dots painted on it was sitting in front of the painting. Mrs. Iptweet likes to rock and paint at the same time. Mrs. Iptweet motioned to me to sit on the blue and white stripy cushiony chair. "Be careful, Sherry. There are some paint drips on that chair," said Mrs. Iptweet. "I don't know how those paint drips landed there. It seems paint has a mind of its own." I climbed into the comfy chair and sat in between the paint blobs. Mrs. Iptweet pulled a big fat book down from her bookcase. She turned her rocking chair to face me and sat down. "So, the magic and power of names. Ready?" asked Mrs. Iptweet. Yeah, there you go. That's short.
But that is very short.
I can keep going.
I think that's what we call a teaser. If people want to get a copy of this book, of course, ladies and gentlemen, they can call 428-1393 now and get a copy of the book and make a contribution to KSFR. Barbara, you're a longtime, not only fan, but participant in KSFR. Why should people, besides to get your wonderful book, why should they call right now and make a contribution to the station?
Because KSFR is a treasure, and there are not a lot of stations that have local programming where people in the community can go in and do their thing. And it's quite a diverse set of shows and opinions. It is not a one-sided view at all. And this does not exist in other cities of the country. And I know this from doing PR and publicity and media relations. It's very hard in some cities even to find a show that will have authors on. This is not the usual thing, Mary Charlotte.
Very interesting. Yeah. So call right now, 428-1393. Score a copy of The Magical Mrs. Iptweet and Me. You were drawn to writing for children. Is it really for children, or is it for children of all ages?
Well, you know, grown-ups really are liking this book, and I'm finding that men love the dad character. They love him. And he is a terrific guy, I must say. And that was a surprise. He was the hardest character I had to come up with, and was the most surprising how he turned out. And I find that many women are finding that they identify very strongly with Mrs. Iptweet or Aunt Belle, and are doing these things with the kids in their lives, both parents and, like, children and grandchildren. I'm happy to say that grown-ups like this book, too.
So you will be at the Children's Book Pavilion once again at 11:45 on Saturday at the New Mexico Women Authors Book Festival.
That is right, and I hope to see you all there. And bring the book that you get from KSFR, and I'll sign it.
If they're out there for we'll have to. The logistics of that may be tricky.
Well, okay, they'll work it out. We'll work it out.
We will work it out. But in any case, call right now 428-1393. Barbara, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Mary Charlotte.